Kathy Schlott is here. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. And here you are being upstaged yet again by an absolutely stunning animal. Before we talk about Oakley, let's learn a little bit about you. How long have you been at the aviary?
Almost 12 years now.
Wow. And what do you do there?
I'm actually the curator of behavioral management and education. So it's a big, long title, but basically I take care of the education animals and their training. So the education animals will come out for programs, they'll go to school, schools will come to us, and lots of different kids will come and meet all of our birds.
And how many birds are, you know, out there to be that are out visiting that you sort of look over?
We have 68 birds right now.
Wow, that's a lot, and certainly more people than you go out.
Definitely.
Today you've brought Oakley with you, and I put a picture of Oakley up on our Facebook page. But Oakley, how old is Oakley?
We're not sure.
Interesting.
Yes, Oakley came to us from a wildlife rehabilitator, and he was supposed to be imprinted. And what that means is someone found him as a baby, and instead of putting him back in the nest or taking him to a wildlife rehabilitation center where they could raise him properly, they tried to keep him as a pet. And so then the wildlife rehabilitator took him in, and they tried to release him into the wild a couple times, actually, but he kept being found by people. And so Oakley needs people to be able to take care of him now. And so he came to live with us at the National Aviary.
I was going to say, he probably would be very happy when he was found by people, because he must be used to that. He or she, because you were mentioning Oakley's gender is unknown, and that would require DNA testing. We were talking off the air. Is that common with birds? I guess not always. Some birds, you know, by the color, if they're male or female.
Yes, it depends on the different birds. Some birds are bigger and smaller. Some birds have different colors if they're male versus female. Now, in the eastern screech owl world, the females are generally a third larger than the males, but Oakley's kind of in between. So he's not really big or really small. So we're just not sure.
And unless you're going to breed him or her, there's no reason to really know, I guess. Now, Oakley is not very big, about the size maybe of a softball elongated, maybe two softballs, maybe a softball with a baseball on top of it would be about the right way to describe how big Oakley is. And just this beautiful sort of coffee-colored plumage with some lighter feathers. Are those ears that are perking up there?
That's a very common question. Those are actually just feather tufts, even though they look like ears. And what that does is it helps when they're sitting in a tree, it helps camouflage them into the tree. It breaks up the owl silhouette when it's sitting in the tree. But their ears are actually located on the sides of their heads, just like ours, but they don't have these big earlobes that people have. And one ear is actually up higher than the other. And what that does is it helps triangulate and pinpoint sound when it's going into their ears.
Now, people always think or often think that owls' heads can turn 360 degrees. I just saw Oakley turn to you sort of lovingly. Oakley's head certainly can't turn that much, can it?
No. Why people think that is they can turn 270 degrees. So they can turn three quarters of the way around.
Wow.
In each direction. So you could go to the opposite shoulder and then back around, but you could go the other way to the opposite shoulder. But you can't turn your head all the way around, because then you wouldn't be able to breathe if you did that.
Yeah, you would need a special, like a very specialized joint that... 270 degrees. Mm-hmm. So you can, going in either direction, see everything. That's incredible.
Definitely can.
And I was just sort of sampling with my own head. We probably go, about 120 degrees, I'm guessing, maybe.
Yeah.
Depends on whether your neck hurts or not. Are the feathers, are there different types of feathers for different purposes for the owl?
There are. There are going to be, there are lots of different types of feathers for flight, for warmth, for shading, just covert feathers that go on top of all the other feathers. There are lots of different feathers for different feather structures and different purposes depending on where they're located on the body. But one of the interesting things about the eastern screech owls, too, is they come in three different color phases. They come in a red, a brown, which Oakley is, and then there's a gray color phase, too.
All eastern?
Mm-hmm.
And would we likely find an eastern screech owl in the wild? Are there many of them?
Definitely. We can find them right in our own backyards in Pittsburgh.
You're kidding.
No, these guys are all around us. It's just hard to see them because they're out at night.
It is such a beautiful animal. I can't, I posted a picture of it, but the thing that will amaze you is the size. The size of a hand, an adult hand in terms of silhouette. So relatively small. What are the best ways we could see one outside at night? Are they typically on the bough of a tree or?
Well, one of the things that you can do is if you download the screech owl song or the vocalization on your phone, and then you can play the vocalization, sometimes you'll get a screech owl to call back to you. They are cavity nesters, so if there's a big hole in a dead tree, you're going to always want to look up and check around the hole and see if you can see a screech owl. But the vocals, the calling back and forth, is a really good way to spot a screech owl.
What do they eat?
They're going to eat small rodents, so small mice. They're also going to eat large insects if they're available, too.
Interesting. What a beautiful bird. And now, do you have other screech owls at the aviary?
We do. We have two other screech owls, but we also have Eurasian eagle owls. We just opened a new snowy owl exhibit, a barn owl, spectacled owls. So we have quite a few owl species. And in fact, today is Halloween at the National Aviary.
Well, I was wondering about that. And tell me a little bit about what's going on.
So today and next Saturday, we are going to have different screech owl talks, different owl talks all day long. So you're going to be able to see screech owls, eagle owls, spectacled owls, snowy owls. We are going to have a bunch of different owls out for you guys to meet and to come and see. We're going to have owl crafts. We're going to have trick-or-treating. I'm going to leave a costume parade at noon. I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
How nice, yeah.
I have my costume in my backpack at work, all ready to go. So there's going to be a lot of fun activities to enjoy at the National Aviary. And, you know, since we're the National Aviary, we've turned Halloween into Owloween.
Owloween, and that's effective throughout the country. The aviary can do that. It can trump everything. As I look at Oakley, Oakley is so calm. Is that typical for Oakley? I guess Oakley, this is probably a time when Oakley would be sleeping, maybe.
Yeah, I woke Oakley up to come out, but that's okay. Oakley's used to it.
Oh, Oakley just turned, oh my gosh, that's amazing. He's now look. Do you go by he for Oakley, even though
sure.
We don't know? But he's literally did just turn his head 270 degrees. He's looking straight at Ricky right now. One eye on Ricky. Now at me. And a minute ago, he was about 180 degrees over. That's really neat to see that.
It is. He's just checking out his surroundings. Oh. But Oakley's been around people his whole life, so he's used to it. And birds that haven't been around people their whole lives, we do a lot of training. And so we get them comfortable in different situations before we take them anywhere. So our education birds are used to this kind of thing.
I'll bet. And any concern about owls and their habitats or endangerment at all? Are things pretty good for owls in southwestern Pennsylvania, or are there any concerns?
There are different species of owls that are on the endangered or threatened species list, and it is because of habitat loss. Habitat loss is one of the biggest things affecting animals in the entire world, actually. And we're tearing down trees and other forested areas where animals have places to live. So there are some threatened and endangered species in Pennsylvania.
When an owl looks at me, a moment ago, Oakley had what looked to be two eyes right on me. Now Oakley has one eye on me. Is their vision a little different than ours? Are they using two eyes to look at the same thing at once? Unlike a lot of birds, Oakley's eyes do seem to almost be on the same plane.
They are. So for predators, and this is general terms, for a lot of predators, they have two forward-facing eyes because they're hunters and they need to be able to see to find their prey and they're focused on one thing. Prey animals, like parrots, for example, you're going to see that one eye is more on one side of the head than the other. So that way, while they're looking down for their food, their other eye is up there, can switch back and circle the sky, making sure that a predator is not going to come eat them. Now, Oakley can only focus on one thing at one time since he is a predator and has those forward-facing eyes. In fact, owls have a little bit of different with their eyes. Their eyes are so large in their skull that they have no room for muscles, and so they are stuck looking forward. And that is why an owl has to be able to turn its head so far because it has no peripheral vision.
I noticed that. So the eyes don't move within their sockets. So when Oakley wants to look at something else, as Oakley just did, Oakley must move back his entire head.
Yes.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful bird. Hi.
What did you see?
Did you see me? Are we getting to know each other a little bit better, Oakley? Wow, big feet, too, or talons, I guess. Is that what? Whoa.
Yes. That orange ball is not a person.
That's fine that Oakley sees the orange. Wow. That
He's
startled
like,
me.
It's been sitting still for so long. I can sit on that, can't I?
Oakley just spread his wings and went for the microphone. I'm nowhere near Oakley, but I almost got much closer to Oakley. Thank you for being here. Are you getting a little restless, maybe?
Yeah, he's not curious. He's been here long enough. He's checked out everything, and he wants to go explore.
So today at noon, the Halloween parade, and how long are the Owl-o-ween activities occurring?
From 11 until 3.
11 until 3 today at the National Aviary. And I'm so glad to have you here, Kathy. And Oakley, thank you. Thank Oakley, I'm over here. Oakley, you've got 270 degrees. Oh, I'm so glad you're here, keeping him tethered here. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you for having us. My darling put it there. She says it's from a scary.